Good evening. I'm Reverend Lori Swigard, pastor of Central Baptist Church in Wayne, and I'm honored to share my deep appreciation of Jacob Bender and of CARE and its commitment to interfaith work. I have to say that our church gave a donation to CARE, and we got the most awesome thank you letter back, thanking us for being such great Muslim brothers and sisters. It was a wonderful... It was just a wonderful note of gratitude. It doesn't mean that we're just learning about one another's religious traditions, but that we're also welcoming one another and creating opportunities for genuine relationships. That is the most important thing we can do. Iftikhar Hussain, who has twice taught a series of classes on Islam at my church with standing room only, told me he was embarrassed that I was going to say his name, but I did it anyway. We all know, of course, that Iftikhar wasn't just teaching facts. He was forging relationships across lines. I'm grateful as well for the opportunity to share in iftars and prayers over the years at both the Villanova Mosque and in Devon. Each year, listen up, CARE folks, each year I can't wait to go to the CARE website to see who is going to invite us to come. Why am I here? There's a great story about how freedom of religion got into the First Amendment of our Constitution. It's a really long story, but suffice it to say for now, I come from a tradition that insisted on its inclusion. Sadly, though, many in my own Baptist tradition and many in our country do not know and perhaps have never understood that religious freedom was for all of us, not for the dominant religion. Instead, some have used it as an opportunity for meanness and dominance and sometimes just to spread honest ignorance. I cringe when I hear the phrase religious freedom used incorrectly. We live in a time of attempts to co-opt words and phrases and turn them upside down, even the very names of our religious traditions, to mean something they do not mean. And that's why I am insistent and intentional and proud to partner with CARE and all of you in the resistance against a Muslim ban, any way it's dressed up or disguised. And I'm proud to resist with you all forms of hatred and to reclaim the true roots of our faiths and the desire to live in peace and friendship with one another.